You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to all the loopholes. We actually had a loophole from Delaware calling in. Sorry we didn't get your call.
Oh, man.
But when everyone says we aren't nationwide, you're crazy. We got people up in Delaware.
We do.
Delaware.
I've never been.
He's from Delaware.
You been there? Is that from a movie?
Delaware, I've been
never
to.
Seen?
Yes, I think there's four states I haven't been to, the Dakotas, and another couple I can't remember.
Alaska?
Yeah, I've been to Alaska. I went fishing in Alaska.
Shocker. Hawaii?
Oh yeah, a couple times.
You're rich. Yeah, that's no surprise.
Work related.
Okay.
It was the two Dakotas. I'll figure it out.
The two Dakotas, and Delaware?
No, I've been to Delaware because it's easy to get to Delaware. You're driving up on the East Coast, you hit Delaware by accident. I mean, I forget. It might be one of the, is it Montana? It might be Montana.
What movie were you talking about when you just said that Delaware thing?
Wayne's World.
Is Wayne's World good?
Not that good.
Delaware. Hi. I'm in Delaware.
Oh, okay. There we go. Is Wayne's World overrated?
A little bit.
I tried to get into it.
I'm not going to argue with you on that. It's okay.
I think it's strongly overrated.
It has great scenes, but not a great movie.
I'm not a movie expert, but I think Wayne's World's overrated.
That's how I will. Brandon, you're a Wayne's World expert. I would say it has great scenes, but it's not a great movie.
For a movie based on an SNL skit, it's not bad.
It's one of the better ones. That's true.
At the Roxbury, though. I thought Night at the Roxbury was hilarious.
Yeah, I wasn't that crazy about that.
You didn't think that was a funny movie?
That's all right.
With Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell?
That's all right.
Damn good movie.
All right.
Over Saturday Night Live skits.
Best SNL movie ever, skit movie, was Blues Brothers. Not even close.
I don't know about them either.
Yeah.
Give me Night at the Roxbury. And here comes the text. 713-572-4610.
From the guy that eats ranch on steak.
That's the go-to now.
The guy that eats ranch on steak.
It should be.
Don't knock it till you try.
I have a suggestion real quick from a really loyal loophole. Who you may or may not hear on the Bite Me podcast with me, on Texas Saltwater Fishing Podcast.
I heard he stole the show at the fishing thing this weekend.
He was awesome.
Yeah, I heard he made you look bad.
No.
I heard he was Jordan and you were not even Pip and you were like Dickie Simpkins.
No.
I heard he was Michael Jordan and you were Dickie Simpkins.
No, you heard wrong.
He was Jose Jose Altuve and you were Ken Giles.
No. He was
James Harden, you were James Ennis.
He was Jordan, I was Wilt. Anyway, he says Beer League should be Tyler White's nickname. It's a good name.
Does Beer League softball?
Yeah, because he looks like he plays in a beer league.
I think it should just be Chubbs.
Or Chubbs.
Chubbs. Shout out to the Houston Astros. 2 weeks until the season starts. Speaking of baseball, I teased this going into the break.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest loser in NFL free agency 3 days in, it's not the Houston Texans. It's not any team who didn't make a move. I think it's the sport of baseball.
How's that?
I think this has been an ongoing thing because I think the one thing that baseball always had for a long time until recently was they had the best offseason in sports. I think baseball, the hot stove, there's a reason they called it the hot stove.
Yeah.
There was so much speculation. As soon as baseball offseason started, it was exciting and guys started signing quickly, just like they have right now. But recently, in large part because there's not a salary cap in baseball, there's such a dead time in the offseason to where guys that get $300 million contracts like Manny Machado did and Bryce Harper did this year, they signed so late that baseball now has, and I love baseball. I like watching every single Astros game.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I grew up on. It's my first love. But it's undebatable that baseball has issues with their regular season. It's too long. It's watered down. Not too many teams are trying to play. And there's a pace of play issue that a lot of people have a problem with. Not the baseball purists, but a lot of people have a problem with. And the baseball's regular season problems exist whether you want to admit it or not. I think they do. But now the offseason is probably the wackest of the major sports, too. And I think that's even bigger, a bigger problem for baseball.
You're not wrong. I mean, Baseball hot stove used to be exactly that. It used to
it
be.
It was the best.
It used to be hot. One thing about it, though, is it's in part due because they just don't have the urgency they used to in the offseason. Like, as soon as the World Series was over, a lot of times, you'd start seeing all this movement and stuff. And now, because I don't know if it's because the money is so high or what it is, it just kind of lingers on. There's no real window. And that is the second part of what I think is the problem for baseball right now. Football is killing everything. Like sometimes almost literally killing other sports. But what football does really well is they create stages better than any other sport. Like, they have the draft stage. It's become a three-day stage. They own that weekend. There's anticipation leading up to it. It becomes an event. There's a network, an entire network, you know, dedicated to that stage. Even the, as much as we've kind of mocked the legal tampering phrase, we knew it was coming, and we knew it was going to be 3 days.
Dude, we were pumped for it, and it didn't disappoint.
They created a stage. They created the element of suspense and urgency, you know, for, oh, wow, legal tampering. What are the Texans going to do? You know, and then after that, then they have free agent signing. It's like, how many people did you see say, okay, 3 o'clock tomorrow or whatever time it was, I forget, but, you know, is when you can really start to see things popping. NFL knows how to create the drama in their offseason.
Dude, the draft is more watched than any other major sporting event.
The combine. When you take away all the pomp and the suspense and the anticipation, it's dudes running around in shorts. And we're glued to it because the NFL has created this stage that they have for, you know, 5 days. It's in the same venue. They blow it up. They highlight. They have all the backstories and everything. You get to learn these athletes. Do you know anybody in the top five? Not you, Brandon, because you're a baseball seam head. But like, who are the top five players going into the next baseball draft?
And I think that's part of the reason that the NFL is able to do that is because. Do you know this, by the way, Brandon? The top five name just.
I haven't gone through the upcoming draft.
Damn you, Brandon! You let me down. You disappoint me more than my future kids.
Yes,
but I'll say this. The reason that the NFL can do that also is because college football is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask people to list their favorite sports around here.
You and me.
Around here. And just around here, we'll take even the guy that doesn't love college football. Mm-hmm. It's in the top four for sure. A lot of times it's going to be in the top two. But because we know that we watch college football and we know that these guys are the guys that are going to be in the NFL next year, it adds to it even more. But the moral of this story is the NFL not only dominates their regular season, they dominate the offseason now.
Yeah.
And this is all building up to the draft. The offseason doesn't end. The NFL, it's a 365-day sport now.
Yeah.
And baseball used to have the best offseason. It doesn't anymore. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. No more October trades in baseball or August trades in baseball. And probably one of the biggest trades, you're an OG. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
The 2016 trade or 2017 trade for Justin Verlander by the Houston Astros, in which after the first trade deadline passed.
Had to pass through waivers.
At the last second, he passed through waivers. The Astros acquired Justin Verlander. Him and Kate Upton flew up here on a private jet with her big melons bouncing. And they won a World Series because of Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander took them to that level. Where would you rank that on all-time trades?
In Houston sports history? Probably.
It's got to be the best of the last 25 years, right?
Easily the best of the last 25 years. You could say Randy Johnson, but they fell flat.
James Harden trade by Daryl Morey.
James Harden was the other one I was thinking of. I would say.
Some people will say Clyde, but the Rockets won a championship before that.
Yes. What about trading up for Deshaun Watson?
To be determined.
Yeah.
That's a big one. We need to do this as a segment.
I would say
Is a segment tomorrow.
Trading the tight end, and I forget his name, even to Tampa for Earl Campbell's.
The Astros traded for Bagwell. They traded.
Yeah.
They traded Larry Anderson. To the Red Sox.
Yeah, they traded Larry Anderson, who could burp louder and longer than anyone I've ever heard. You ever heard Larry Anderson burp?
No. What? What kind of question is that, John?
It's all up here, man. It's trivia.
Have you ever heard Larry Anderson burp? When the hell would I do that?
I will.
You act like you're asking me if I've seen Jose Altuve play second base or something. Have you ever seen Larry Anderson burp?
Larry Anderson's a world famous burper. But anyway.
No, he's not. That is not true. That is so close to the belt, man. Good Lord. All right. Anyways, as we were saying.
So that one trading for Bagwell, trading the tight end, I forget his name, for Earl Campbell's rights at number one overall.
Harden,
maybe Deshaun, and Verlander, and Randy Johnson. Those are the top six off the top of my head.
Well, with the new rules in the MLB, that Verlander trade would have never happened.
Nope, and it
because
won't.
They've eliminated the second trade deadline, which I think is a great thing because that was the thing that drove me nuts as we built up to the trade deadline. As we'd invest all this time, it really pissed me off to where me, Mike, and Seth, when we were doing the show leading up to that, where people are firing up Luno and they're saying, you know, Luno this,
and
what
and
is he doing?
Remember Keuchel criticized him?
Dallas Keuchel said, disappointment's an understatement. Yeah. And you saw all this stuff. You saw all these hot takes. And then a month later, they trade for one of the best pitchers in baseball. And it's like, what the hell were we building up
that
to?
That directly impacts their first World Series.
What the hell were we building up
to? You look like you were
going to
say something, Brandon.
Well, I want to know if I'd put the Randy Johnson one on there because he wanted to come back and Huntsinger wouldn't pay him. And you ended up giving up Freddie Garcia. You gave up Carlos Guillen. You gave up John Halama, three really good players.
But it was worth it because they won the most games in the franchise history.
Sure, but you failed in the playoffs and then he wouldn't pay him what he wanted to come back.
No, I do agree with that, but I'm saying in the moment it was they were the best team in baseball.
Massive.
Yeah.
But the Verlander trade, it would not happen. Do you have a problem with this? I'm glad. I think it's dumb to have two trade deadlines. I think this is a good rule for baseball. I think it's good for the trade deadline. I think it's actually going to increase the urgency. I think the trade deadline is going to be even better now than it is in baseball. And it's actually going to be a
because
legit
that's it.
Trade deadline.
It's like what were people tweeting today that the Los Angeles Lakers were actually very close to trading LeBron James?
Okay.
Dude,
they hate him there.
They
hate his ass there.
It's crazy.
Like I think he underestimated just how much they love Kobe there and how much it's one thing to bully the Cleveland Cavaliers and get your way, be able to mope around, run guys out of town, get coaches fired, be from Cleveland so people love you. It's one thing to do it there. You ain't doing that with the Lakers, bro. Lakers are too much of a brand. Like you're not going to be able to do that, especially at age 34. With you're still one of the best in the league, but it's deteriorating. You're not able to do that.
Yep.
So if that trade would have happened, that would have been a big one as well. But you just cannot do that, man. It's not going to happen, LeBron. What a disaster out there.
How about that?
We're not going to get to watch LeBron in the playoffs.
LeBron, you know what their record is right now? I say right now, as of yesterday, I think it was 32-36, I believe. You know what their record was exactly 1 year prior to yesterday?
What's that?
32-36. Same exact record with LeBron as without.
A lot of people want him traded. I mean, a lot of people in Los Angeles want him traded. It wasn't even really a big deal when he signed. It was almost just like, oh, okay, ho-hum.
Well, because everybody expected it.
Yeah, but it's been a disaster. But the biggest trades in history, we're going to do that tomorrow. Send yours in as well, at Landry Locker on Twitter, at Lopez on Sports, 713-572-4610 to suggest those. Biggest trades in Houston history. We'll do that tomorrow. James Ahedebo is also going to join the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.